P.T. Barnum, great big show, was in an awful stew. He'd lost his curiosity, and he didn't know what to do. It happened just a week ago, how they wept and cried, when a lesson news spread through the crowd that the big baboon had died. They wanted me to take his place and do the best I could, to be locked up in a great big cage with monkeys bad and good. They call me Crowley number two, and the kids stick pins in me, but they'd feed me candy and peanuts. How pleasant that would be. McClurkey and McClutchin, they agreed their dogs would fight. They posted $50 apiece to fight on Friday night. We all went out to call his house. McClurkey's dog was there, but McClutchin and his great bull pup were not found anywhere. They wanted me to take his place and do the best I could.
Go on and fight, my boy, they said. We know your pluck is good.
They tried to take my coat from me to fight the dog, you see. He'd eat my eyes, my ears, my nose. How pleasant that would be. My sister had a policy upon her husband's life. He ran away and left her broke, a disappointed wife. She said if he were only dead, her money she could claim. So she bought a coffin, and upon it she engraved his name. She wanted me to take his place and do the best I could. To play was dead and be locked up in a coffin made of wood. She said when all the mourners left that she would set me free.
Perhaps she might forget it, though.
How pleasant that would be.